Pope Benedict XVI returned to his catechesis on the apostles at his weekly general audience today, as Catherine Smybert reports.
I wish to reflect today on Thomas Aquin.
Speaking to tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered in a sunny St. Peter's Square Wednesday morning, Pope Benedict called to mind St. Thomas and the fourth gospel, in which his personality becomes almost clearer to us than that of some of the others of the 12 apostles.
It is most especially in John's gospel that we learn about Thomas. At a dangerous time in our Lord's life, when he decided to visit Lazarus in Bethany, it was Thomas who said, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." He shows us that the most important thing is never to distance oneself from Jesus.
Here, the Pope says, this apostle underlines that the life of a Christian is one spent together with the Lord Jesus at all times, in word and in deed. The Holy Father also looked at one of the most recognised passages about Thomas the Apostle and uses it to highlight the way our own doubt can lead us to spiritual growth.
A first episode in Thomas' life is well known to us all, said of the doubting Thomas, who says, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and place my finger in the mark of the nails, I will not believe." Yet, once Jesus appears to him, he utters a most splendid profession of faith in all the New Testament, "My Lord and my God." Let us take heart from the life of Thomas. He comforts us in our uncertainty, and he helps us learn from Jesus the true meaning of mature faith, encouraging us to persevere as disciples of Christ.
Pope Benedict concluded his audience by recalling that today we mark the World Day for Tourism. It's an occasion, said the Holy Father, to celebrate an important social phenomenon in our contemporary world. He said that he prays that tourism might always promote greater dialogue and reciprocal respect between cultures and become an open door for peace and harmonious living.
Si oggi celebra la giornata mondiale del turismo.
Patricia Barnett is the director of the UK-based organisation Tourism Concern. She welcomed Pope Benedict's call for greater respect and solidarity for local people in tourist areas and suggests how we can make a difference to the local communities that we visit when on holidays.
Tourism can be a wonderful development tool to get people out of poverty. You can also ask your tour operator very basic questions. I can tell you that the small and medium operators, who often have a passionate love affair with the destinations that they visit, really want to make sure that local people benefit from tourism. So as much as possible, the best operators will use local guides. They will stay in locally owned hotels. They will ensure that their guests are eating food that's bought from local suppliers. And this is a real start in what we call supply chain management. They want to keep the locals happy as well as their customers.
That was Director of the organisation Tourism Concern, Patricia Barnett. And you can download the Vatican's formal message for World Tourism Day via the website www.vatican.va. I'm Catherine Smybert.